through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Friday edition of Your Defending Fathers with Pastor Chatfield, having a history lesson discussion this Friday, May 23rd, 2025 edition, heading into Memorial Day weekend. Pastor Chatfield, right where we left off, and I think, you know, you brought up the love of the country and what people somewhat refer to us as when you said Christian nationalists. What exactly does that mean? What do they try to title us that with, that label with, in order to, I guess, differentiate themselves between them and us, what we believe versus what they believe? Why would they use that term?
They create a term and then give it a kind of a skewed definition and label us that. I never called myself a Christian nationalist. Well, I just don't hear people using the term. Now, am I a Christian nationalist as defined by the left? No. Here's what they're trying to say. Well, you Christian nationalists, all you want to do is force Christianity down our throats. No, that's not true at all. Christians, especially my Christianity, I never forced it down anybody's throat, ever. Now, all law is legislative morality, but all morality cannot be legislated. What do I mean by that? Listen, there is a moral premise behind every law. Every law that we have, again, for instance, a person who breaks into a store and robs it. What's the premise? The premise is thou shalt not steal, and you can't take what you have not purchased. It's stealing. It's against the law. Oh, well, you see, you guys are just trying to force your morality on us. Well, in a way, I mean, it's the moral premise behind laws against stealing is right out of the Ten Commandments. You can't do that. And so all law has a moral premise, but we don't take all our moral premises and force it on people. Now, on the other hand, that is exactly what the left does. They try to force us into their little box of their morality and cause us to endorse what we believe the Bible calls sin. And there's a moral argument here. I've never called myself a Christian nationalist, but I have said, and will continue to say, this country was established on Christian principles. People who have studied our history know that's true. I thought, and maybe it still will happen, the left is going to change their tactics. And they've started to. What do you mean? You're right there, Pastor Chatfield. The Constitution, our Declaration, yeah, we can see the Christian ideas behind those documents. That's why we got to scrap the Constitution. That's why we got to quit quoting the Declaration of Independence. All the theistic ideas in there and the mentioning of God, those things are too closely related to the Bible. We were founded as a Christian nation, and we don't like it, and we're gonna change that. In other words, they're going to change their tactics. They used to say, oh, you're just misinterpreting the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and our history. But there's too much history. We're not misinterpreting it. Now they're going to say, you are interpreting it right and it's wrong. Now maybe we've turned a corner since November of 2024. Hopefully, maybe. But we still, listen, we gotta stand up and speak the truth. We love everybody. We don't hate anybody. I don't. I don't hate anybody. Mm-hmm.
Right,
but I'm gonna call right and wrong. That I'm according to what the Word of God says, the Bible, and I'm gonna do that. And so, Christian nationalists. So they want to call us. Here's what. Let me finish this, and I'm gonna address that. Today being Memorial Day, hey, for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. Okay, we honor the fallen dead. We honor Mike Lindenmuth, I already mentioned. We honor those who gave their lives for our country. We give them honor. We remember them. I therefore believe it is my duty. We have duties to my country. It is, we have a duty, and it's my country. What are our duties? To love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. We honor the flag. We honor the Constitution. We obey the laws because we love our country. It's our country. It's my country. It's our country. And that's patriotism. The definition of patriotism is a feeling of love, devotion, and a sense of attachment to one's country. It can involve, I got this from AI, in case you care, but I think it's a good definition. It can involve pride in national identity, culture, values, and a willingness to serve the country. Okay, that's patriotism. We love our country. Now, what some people say now is, yeah, but I'm not a nationalist. What does that mean? They're defining us as nationalists, and I don't reject that out of hand. But now they're saying, you're like the Nazis. Yeah, no, they're the National Socialists of Germany. See, they were nationalist. Here's the difference. We believe in our country. We don't believe in our race. Nazism was racial. It was, you know, German blood, the Aryan race is superior, and we got to purge the world of the Jews especially, and of the Slavs and of the Negroes, how they were called back then, and all these inferior races. See, we are the furthest thing from racists, but we believe in the ideas of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, and we love our country. All races, race is irrelevant to us. We love each other, we love our flag, we love our country. See, the other side, they're the ones that want to stir up racial animosities. For what purpose? So they can overthrow the country and start anew and get rid of our history, our declaration, our constitution, our Christian history. That's why they want to do it. And I'm fighting an ideological battle here. No, we are a Christian nation. We're at least founded like that. Now, let me just add this. Just because you were born in a Christian nation doesn't make you a Christian. Obviously, you must be born again, Jesus said. You got to come to faith in Christ, the one who died for you, is buried, rose again from the dead, and trust him as your Savior. And that's the only way to get saved, to be saved, to be born again, of course. But we still love our country. We love our country. We're patriotic. And right. they want to paint us as these... racist Nazis. We're the furthest thing from it. We are. We love our country, and we don't hate other countries, but we love our country. And we don't want to stir up animosity toward anybody, but we're going to stir up the love of our country, the love of our flag, the red, white, and blue. And we talked about that last night, you and I, about, you know, what do all these things mean? I know you want to turn that conversation. We love our flag.
Well, that is something I'm participating in at 2:00. I mentioned it earlier that I'm doing a video 4-minute through Steve Bannon's War Room that's going to air on Flag Day, June 14th. You know, what does the American flag mean to you? And I put it out there. If people want to text me what it means to them, I can look over their text messages prior to doing my recording. But the bottom line, and again, this is something that as we're heading into Memorial Day and the celebration we do nationally on Monday, is basically for those who have died in serving our country to remember them, the memory of them, the Memorial Day celebration. But the most important part is when you see the flag, does that mean Memorial Day? Does that mean Independence Day? Does that, you know, what does it mean to you whenever you see an American flag?
Well, this time of year, I'm remembering the men and women who have fallen in battle, giving their lives for our country. During 4th of July, hey, we're an independent nation. God created this nation. Okay, God helped us. This was, excuse me for being, well, You think America's the greatest nation on the face of the earth, Chatfield? Yes, guilty as charged.
Yep. Yes, I do. Absolutely. Yes, I do too.
I still do. So there you go. We love our country. We don't hate other countries. I don't hate anybody, but we love our country. That's patriotism.
Well, one of the things I think that people are perhaps getting brainwashed is through this legacy media, the mainstream media, the students, you know, these protests that are getting out of control that Trump and his cabinet members are coming down on. Even Secretary of State Marco Rubio rescinding some student visas based on their radicalism and what they're trying to do. Harvard, what the heck is going on at Harvard?
They forsook the Bible a long time ago. Remember this, Harvard was the first institution of higher learning in our country way back in the 1600s. And it was founded for the specific purpose of training men to have a literate ministry, have a literate men that could preach the word of God. That's why Harvard was founded, as was Yale, as was virtually all of the original colleges, the Ivy League. I mean, they were different denominations, true, Princeton, Yale, Harvard, Brown, Dartmouth. They were all Christian, thoroughly Christian, but it forsook that. Now they're not, not only are they not Christian, they're anti-Christian. The only time you see an American flag on one of their campuses is when they're burning it. That might be somewhat of an exaggeration. But it's so leftist. In my view, it's time to quit sending your kids to Harvard. I always want my child to have the best education ever and go to Harvard. And come out what? A leftist? I wouldn't send my kids are all grown. I would never send my child to that.
Right.
And we gotta quit thinking in those terms. I'm sorry. Harvard has abandoned the Word of God, the Bible, a long time ago, Christianity, and they've even abandoned America and love of country. We love our country.
Is that done, in your opinion, Pastor Chatfield? Does it start with their board? Does it start with their president of their university? Where does this ideology, do you think, we'll hold it through the break and talk about it on the other side, but where does this radicalism and this hatred of our country at these universities, where does it start? Where does it come from? I guess would be a good question to ask. Final segment of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
In Northern Michigan, don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment, little short question for Pastor Chatfield. This ideology, this radicalism that seems to be so prevalent in our public universities, I don't care if it's Harvard or Columbia, Brown, wherever, but University of Michigan. I mean, when did this happen and how did it start? Is it within the board? Is it the board president? Is it the president of the university? Where did this start, in your opinion? When did it start?
Oh, whatever. I don't know, Randy. My guess, it's the funding. And I think they've gone too far. Because there's a lot of Jewish people who are not really conservative people, but they hate right. The anti-Semitism. And they're seeing these beloved Ivy League schools not put down the terrible racism, terrible anti-Semitism in their campuses. And they're saying, hey, I'm not going to fund this anymore. I mean, they're kind of liberal people, but they don't, but they are kind of pro-Israel. I think the left may have gone too far here. I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I mean, and I would, if there's any Jewish person, listen to a Jewish person. Hey, I worship a Jew. Jesus right. Christ said, salvation is of the Jews. That's what Jesus said. We are friends. We are friends. Now, everybody has to be saved, come to faith in Jesus Christ. I'm going to preach that. But nevertheless, that's why the biggest supporter of Israel in this country are the Bible-believing Christians. I'm a supporter of Israel. Now, I'm not saying Israel's perfect. No, I'm not saying that. But they are by far our best ally in the Middle East. They're maybe our best ally on the face of the earth. And I support Israel because I believe there's promises in the Bible that when God says, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. So, but in the end, you know, the devil himself hates the church and he hates Israel. Yeah, and I'm convinced of that.
Well, one of the things that I think part of it was the timing of the killing of this young couple that were getting ready to be engaged to be married outside the Jewish museum. The person supposedly, allegedly charged with the shooting claimed to be a Christian when... I'm not going to even go down that road. But the timing of it, I thought, was interesting how the president and the secretary of state are putting their foot down on Harvard from being able to accept any international students. And where do you see that battle going here in the next couple of weeks?
I hope they win it. Hope they win that battle. We're not going to let people come into our country and protest, burn our flag, stand against everything we believe in and think that they have some sort of right to come here. No, I don't believe in that. Yeah, no. So I hope they win that fight.
Well, not only come here, but actively try to incite violence, and they're claiming that this shooting, the gentleman who chanted free Palestine, that chant is the exact same chant that all these, you know, anti-Semitic protests around the country, that is exactly the same wording, the chanting, exactly done the same way that it's being taught basically at these rallies at all these universities.
That's right. That's true.
Unbelievable. Well, it's got to stop. And I think that this president, this Secretary of State, this Attorney General, the people that are on his cabinet are going to put a stop to this radicalism on these universities. And honestly, I think they should stop funding these public universities. These universities have so much money in their endowments. They do not need our taxpayer dollars to be publicly funded. I think we should end all public university higher education funding in this country. Shut it down. Stop it. Make them operate like Hillsdale College, and make them, you know, earn their donations and earn based on what they actually teach the kids, what the position, the agenda is of the university, and actually have to compete for our young people. I think that would completely revolutionize our educational system of higher learning.
I agree. I hope you're right. I hope it can be done.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, and we're going to be following it. Greatly appreciate the conversation today for heading into Memorial Day. And, of course, Sunday on the radio, we carry as a public service church services from 11 to noon here from Pastor Chatfield's church, the Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake, and right there between Lansing and Indian River on M68. Obviously, being Memorial Day weekend, the message, the Bible teaching you're going to teach this Sunday?
Yes, it will be related to Memorial Day, for sure, yes.
Okay, very good, excellent. Got a text message. Great conversation. My grandfather used to teach us the same thing, the American Creed. He said it was funny to hear it because I didn't realize it was a essay, perhaps a contest that Pastor Chatfield talked about. My grandfather never mentioned it, but he had it actually in his Bible. He had it printed out and had put it in his Bible. So I thought that was an interesting comment to your selection for today's discussion.
Amen. We're Christian. I'm a Christian, but I'm also an American. When I became a Christian, it didn't mean I stopped loving America. I get that. Exactly. My first allegiance is to the Lord, but we love our country. It's a great creed. Look it up if I don't have time to read it again. The American's Creed, William Tyler Page.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it. God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Amen.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000.